Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob, other known as I'm Oscar. Rob is Felix, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. We got Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Let me ask you this, Rob. What did Felix do?
He was a photographer.
Oh, he was like for newspapers?
No. He was portraits or specialty. That was his thing. He was a photographer. And Oscar, of course, was a sports columnist for the New York Herald.
Okay. Because I was, and I'm not even trying to be funny, I was really young when that was on. You know what I mean? Like, I remember seeing it here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, when my grandfather was watching it or something, or my father.
The show went off the air, Chris, in 1975. It went off a long time ago.
Yeah, so I was seven.
When it went off, yeah. That was it was an ABC show, and it ran for 5 years. It's really good.
Now, you still watch it? Like,
yes.
I mean, do you...
I do.
So you got tapes or it just comes on?
Well, it comes on. I do watch it. I do have the DVD collection.
Set.
Yeah, I
the
do have
thing,
it.
The whole set?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, some of the writing in that.
I understand why you were embarrassed to admit it.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I told you. But you know what? There's some great episodes with Howard Cosell in it.
Football
players are in it.
Right.
All kinds of, you know what I mean, like stars of that era,
right,
of the 70s.
Well, we've talked about it, and the reason I asked you was, and I figured it was good, but we've talked about some of the shows we used to watch that we really liked. You watch them now, and it's like, oh my God.
No, they're awful.
Like, what in the world?
They're awful. They're really bad, yes. And this one has stood this test of time.
Yeah.
And I think that comes with just the writing and then the way that those guys deliver. Those guys are really good actors. So,
well, Rob, we've talked about some of the games yesterday. We started with the Niners and the Jaguars. And speaking of the Jaguars, most people thought they would run away with the AFC South. I did. Now, you picked Indianapolis to win that division.
I did.
Look, I don't think they're going to win that division. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I give them credit. They play hard, and Shane Steichen has done a good job with them, because I think they're playing at a higher level than most people thought. Especially, I mean, Anthony Richardson, he was a rookie anyway, so I don't know what people expected. But, you know, they're a tough out. I'll give them that. You're going to be in for a battle.
Well,
if
you would have said they're 5-5, Chris, and have won their last two. I mean, it is pretty amazing where they are when you consider what went on last
year.
Right,
and they got a backup
quarterback. Think about last year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was a mess. But Jacksonville is in front 6-3 in AFC South. But right on their heels, Rob, is really one of the biggest and best stories of the year, and that's the Houston Texans. And Rob, DeMeco Ryans, the first-year coach, of course, was the defensive coordinator for the Niners and a player not that long ago. And this is a team that won 11 games in the previous 3 years. And they won three a year ago. We know Deshaun Watson forced his way out of there. And now, Rob, they drafted the guy I thought should have went first, C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. And, Rob, the dude looks incredible. I mean, it's just – that's not an overstatement. He is having arguably the greatest rookie season in the history of the league for a quarterback. And we'll see if he keeps it up. We're only halfway through. But on Sunday, he led them to a come-from-behind victory in a game that very few people thought they'd win. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's healthy now. They had been rolling. I think they had won four straight. And this was a game Cincinnati needed, Rob, because, you know, with the slow start because of Burrow's injuries, they really don't have much room for error. And not only did C.J. Stroud lead them to victory, he outplayed Joe Burrow 23 for 39, 356 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
He had two fumbles, too.
Yep, two fumbles. So he wasn't – it was not a perfect game by any stretch. But, Rob, now, get this, he is leading the league in yards per game, 292 per game. He's got 15 touchdowns, only two interceptions. And he is one of only a handful of quarterbacks with a passer rating over 100. He's at 101. There's only six of them. And he's one of them. Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Tua, and Brock Purdy, the other five with passer ratings over 100. And here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. In a year where we've talked about it, no one has really distanced themselves from the pack. The usual suspects, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you could even throw it. I mean, he's not a usual suspect, but, you know, last year he was, and this year he's thought to be coming into the season, Jalen Hurts. They have not distanced themselves. They're having good years, but nothing incredible. And let me ask you, do you think that the rookie, C.J. Stroud, has inserted himself into the MVP conversation?
No, not yet. I don't believe so. They're 5-4. I just think that, Chris, they will give Joe Burrow, if the numbers, I mean, he's got to be incredible. They got to win 10, 11 games. It's got to be something of that ilk. If he plays well and they're 9-8, he's not winning the MVP. It'll go to Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes to win another one, because their numbers, if they continue just to play and play, you know what I mean, at a decent clip,
right,
won't be fan, you know, like what we're used to.
Near 5,000
but they'll
yards
be exactly. But you know what I mean, Chris? They'll be the numbers will be good enough to where somebody will say, well, given their track record and their team won 12 games and they did this, they did that, it'll go to somebody like that. Like, that's the only way they're going to give a rookie quarterback on a team that's around 500. They lose a game, they lose next week or two games in a row, and then that conversation is done. I mean, that's how – and we talk about it all the time, week to week with – and it's funny because – they had the big win, Chris, but he had three turnovers in that game. Two fumbles and an interception and only one touchdown. Still was a big win, but
well,
it wasn't like –
come from behind.
Right, but it wasn't
and
like
he – ran one in. Remember, he threw one and
right,
ran one in.
But I'm saying with the three turnovers, it wasn't even like his greatest day. And so that's the part that I think
– I think the
weird
comeback nature, though, of
yeah, no, that's what people
has
think.
People
yeah
raving. Again, he's a rookie – Check this out, Rob. Only two times in the history of the NFL has a quarterback completed 60% of his passes or more, thrown for 275 yards a game or more, had a 7-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio or better, or had a passer rating of 100 or more. Only twice. And the two guys to do it, Tom Brady in 2016 and Aaron Rodgers in 2011. Rodgers won the MVP. Brady, that was the year, Rob, he was suspended 4 games for Deflategate. So Matt Ryan won MVP, but Brady, good. It's fair to say he may have won it had he not been suspended. And C.J. Stroud, Rob, believe it or not, is on pace to do that. And so I hear you and I agree. Obviously 5-4, like if you were given the award now, that's not good enough.
Right. That's not going to get you right.
Right. If that's the equivalent, 9-8, that's not good enough. But I think, Rob, if they win 10 games, and like I think you have to win at least 10 games, and that's 10-7, which isn't phenomenal. But I think you have to do both of these things, win at least 10 games, and Rob, they have to make the playoffs. If they're 10-like, if they miss the playoffs,
he ain't winning no MVP.
There's no way.
Right. You can forget
that.
But
if they, and I don't know that 9-8, if they could sneak in at 9-8, I don't think that would get him the MVP. But if they're 10-7, double figure wins, won 3 games last year. So that's one of the necessities to me for him to win MVP. The other, Rob, is, well, let's say that happens. And then let's just say all the quarterbacks kind of play at the level they're playing at, right? Mahomes plays this way all year. Burrow, Jalen, Lamar, you know, whoever. And including C.J. Stroud. Rob, I think he would win it. I think if he gets them into the playoffs with double-figure wins – and everybody kind of stays as they are right now, statistically, I think he would win it. Because this is the year, like we said, there's nobody, like Lamar won, you know, the poll in The Athletic last week going away. Well, he had a bad game, and it was a bad loss. You know, Burrow had a bad game, 2 interceptions. You know, so I if he keeps
he had 3 turnovers. He had 2 fumbles.
Yeah, but nobody's talking about that.
I know, but
He's only got two interceptions all year.
I understand, but in that game, like the game that we're raising him to, like this MVP level, wasn't the great game for him. That's all I'm saying.
It was a really good game, Rob. Even though he had turnovers, it was a really good
game. I know, but
game.
You said Joe Burrow had 2 turnovers. Played. Oh, so-and-so had 2. He had 3. And it seemed like it's okay that he had 3 because they won.
Yeah, but he won with a quote-unquote inferior team. He don't have Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd out there catching passes
or dropping passes. All right.
And I don't think this one game elevated him. I think Rob, what elevated the comeback got people's attention.
Well, that.
But I honestly think the win. I think the win, Rob, is what really got people's attention, and the fact that you know what, they're 5-4, and check this out, Rob. They're 5-4. And remember, they lost their first 2 games, okay? So they were 0-2. And the 2 games they've lost since then, they lost both of them on last-second field goals. Last-second field goals. They beat Jacksonville. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat New Orleans. They beat Tampa Bay. And they've beaten Cincinnati. I think the fact that they're winning and now people are viewing them as a legitimate playoff contender and his numbers on top of that, and obviously he's the driving force behind it, I think that more than just that one game, Rob, has people saying, not that he's going to win. Like, I mean, Dan Orlovsky, I think today said he's MVP.
Okay, can we go over the other Dan Orlovsky? You already know that's the kiss of death because Matthew Stafford's going to the – Matthew Stafford's going to the Hall of Fame, and that was preseason. Justin Fields going to be the MVP. That's a guy who played quarterback in the NFL. So
think Orlovsky is really good. Okay. He's a really good analyst, but some of these pronouncements he makes are like,
it's just crazy. What? But here's my only problem. As much as we talk about it right now, Chris, it was just like the Brock Purdy coming off the big win against Dallas. Oh, give him respect. Give him credit. They should be in that conversation. Whatever. Then the next week he has an off day. He falls out of it. And that's what's going to happen here.
But don't
here.
You think that's no. understandable?
No, but that's what's going to happen here.
In the year.
That's what's going to happen here is there'll be a bad game or so or some two-pick game and he throws a game-losing interception or whatever.
He only got two picks the whole season.
I got it. But it just takes one when you don't have a track record to fall out.
No, that's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
I think, look, we're now halfway through the season.
I get it, Chris.
So, you know, patterns are set. So guys might not drop out and in as quite as much as they were earlier in the year. And no one has really been so great. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's not like you would say Mahomes is way out in front or Lamar is way out in front. So I think that is, it's still wide open. But I agree. He there's no way you're MVP at 5-4.
No.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. Has the rookie CJ Stroud, is he now in the MVP conversation? Your turn to weigh in next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place, folks. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Has C.J. Stroud moved into the MVP conversation? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Shanice. She's in D.C. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. It's great that you join us.
Thank you for having me. But to answer your question, I think if we're having conversations, sure, you can talk about it, but there's such a small sample size. We really need to see more games from C.J. Stroud. He's definitely one of the best draft picks and absolutely rookie of the year, no question. But I think to sit here and talk about him in the MVP category, that's going to be really tough. And I think we really just have to see what the Texans do by the end of the season. But rookie of the year, absolutely. Coach of the year.
So hold on. Let me ask you this. If they win 11 games and the numbers stay as they are, you think he's in it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, he's in that conversation, but I don't know what anybody else did. You know what I mean? Did Joe Burrow run off 8 more wins?
As they are.
Well, but did the Bengals win all the games, or did Patrick Mahomes win every game? You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Well, Joe Burrow's not going to do it, right?
Like, he's having a better year than Joe Burrow. If the teams keep winning, he would get it over Joe Burrow.
I'd have to believe that. I don't believe
he's
that.
He's having a much better year than Burrow.
He's having a better year than Joe Burrow. And let's be honest, and I know it may seem sacrilegious to say it, but he's also playing better, in my opinion, than Patrick Mahomes. Not that Patrick Mahomes is not great, but I think
he's playing better than Patrick Mahomes,
today.
Chris? Where are you on that?
Right now, his numbers are better.
Okay.
So his numbers are right there with anybody in the league. That's the thing.
Shanice, thank you in D.C. Appreciate it. Yep. Devin in Minnesota, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Devin?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I love the show.
Thank you.
Here's what I got. C.J. Stroud is, without a doubt, he's in the conversation as we sit today. Well, I'll say two things. One, he's got a hell of a resume going for him because you think about the other couple guys in there, say Lamar and Mahomes, for example. They got a couple things, you know, that they can lean on. They got Mahomes got a great culture, excellent defense. Not that that should hurt him, but Lamar's got a ton of weapons, and same, a really good defense. Stroud doesn't really have all that supporting cast, so he's got that going for him, but I feel like he's one bad game away. He's got a fragile resume.
So that's where I'm at.
He's going to be the first guy out.
I'm with you. The bad game, like, he'll be pushed out immediately. And Chris, I'm not saying, he's not worthy of being in this conversation at this point, but I just think his burden of proof, or, you know, burden of
No, that's fair.
Performance
that's
is fair. Just where it is. Whereas Mahomes has a bad game, or Joe Burrow's a bad game, no one's going to like totally write them off.
Right. No, that's. I mean, a couple weeks ago, CJ was outplayed by Bryce Young, and they lost to Carolina.
Right.
So, that's fair. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Yeah, what's going on? CJ Stroud's definitely in the MVP conversation for weeks 9 and 10 of the NFL season. Yeah, 2 weeks he's in the MVP conversation. But writ large, this season, we got to pump the brakes. And we got to temper expectations.
Why?
Because what he's established in these two games is respect on his name, because people slighted him in relation to Bryce Young and how he is shining and how Bryce Young is going through his issues and how people question Ohio State quarterbacks.
Right, because of the history. Right.
Yeah, he'd be the first Ohio State guy in a while.
Because they've had a slew of bad quarterbacks.
I can't even think of the last one that was great. I don't think they've ever had one that was great.
Have they, Dre?
So, Dre, he threw for 384 yards in his second game, two touchdowns. Threw for 306 for week four, two touchdowns. Like, my only thing I was pushing back on is the last 2 weeks. Now, last 2 weeks have been great, don't get me wrong. But I just think his body of work, like, if they had 7 wins, which is an if, I give you that. I mean, his numbers are right there, and they've been great all year.
Point taken, Chris. He's got, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Yep.
He's had a good season. He hasn't been making mistakes. You got to give D'Amico Ryan, the head coach for the Texans, a lot of credit in terms of him stepping up and those guys.
He's probably coach of the year right now, or right there near the top, for sure.
Indeed. But when we're talking MVPs, that's the rarefied air. You give him time. Okay, you know, it took Patrick Mahomes, it was 2 years because he sat out his first year.
No, but his first year as a starter, he won it.
Yes, but
Mahomes.
You know,
this guy's Mahomes. Yeah, that's a long way for that. All right, thanks, Andre. We have the iCup. We got Rob Woodson coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. It's the iCup, Chris and Rob. Live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Our next guest is a Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, also a Super Bowl champion, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. We have him on every Monday, our man Rod Woodson. Rod, what's up, man?
What's going on, my brother from another mother?
How are you?
We are good, man. We are good.
You're better than the Baltimore Ravens, and I know you do their games. My goodness gracious, Rod. What happened, Lucy, with that?
They make a habit of this. What's their problem with holding leads?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you look at the last 2 out of 3 weeks, in the fourth quarter, they gave up 17 points and 16 points in the fourth quarter.
Crazy.
And you can't win that way. You can't win football games to do that. And on top of that, when they lose games, they turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. Every single game they've lost, they turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. And, you know, they couldn't stop the run. They gave up 178 yards on the ground to Cleveland. And a lot of it was, I mean, the little Ford was a running back. He was running the ball well. But Deshaun Watson, they couldn't bring him down like they bring other quarterbacks down that they've been facing, just because he's so much bigger and faster and stronger to try to get him on a one-on-one basis. But they just got to find a way to not turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. And they can't give up double-digit points at the end of the game. Just can't do it.
This ride has been going on for the past 3 years or so. And so obviously they've addressed it, or, you know, tried, and it's not working. So it, think, is this something mental? I mean, when you got a great defense and run game, you would think those are the two ingredients to, you know, hold the lead. And I know you're right. It might be as simple as for some reason they're turning the ball over. And Lamar, that's a lot on him. But how do you address this if you've been trying to address it and nothing's changed over the past few seasons?
Well, you know, everybody blamed, you know, Greg Roman, saying that the game was, you know, the system was too simple and they ran the same plays over and over and over. And then, you know, Todd Monken has done a really good job so far this year. But in the second half of that game, Keaton Mitchell, who is an explosive little running back that they have, they gave him the ball zero times.
Which was in the second half. A great first half. Right.
I mean, he had a great first half. He had a 30-something yard pass. He had a 30-something yard run for a touchdown. And he didn't touch the ball. They got away from the run game in the second half and went to kind of a pass happy. I mean, even though they were sitting back in zones and whatnot, yes, but do what you do. And what you do well, you got to continue to do that and put that your foot down on the pedal. And yes, you guys are right. This has kind of been the MO for the last couple of years. But they have to find a way to find that killer instinct and not to have these close games when they're playing. I mean, they're up 14 points.
Right. Well, let's go to if you were on the Jets defense and you played with them and your quarterback can't get you a touchdown. I mean, is this really about waiting for Aaron Rodgers and not replacing him, Zach Wilson? Or I mean, this just doesn't seem crazy. It's two games in a row without a touchdown.
You know what's kind of what's really nuts? I mean, it was like 30-something drives that they haven't scored a touchdown.
Right.
36, I think.
Think about that. 36 That's, drives.
And then you had an opportunity to get Carson Wentz.
Yep.
And you said, I'm going with Wilson. He's our guy. He can get it done. Like, what? Like, I get it that you drafted him, and everybody who makes their draft picks and they got to look good, you know, the coaching staffs who basically got to own it, you know, you try to give that guy all the opportunities in the world to prove you right or wrong. And I don't get it. I don't get it because the defense is too good where you have a quarterback who just can't – I mean, he made some good throws, right? And he you know, but he's not Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's so bad that when he's just
average,
serviceable, right. people rave.
People rave because he's so bad. And then right on cue, right, with a chance to wash away everything that had happened that night, he throws the pick at the end, right?
threw it right into the hands of just the linebacker for the Raiders. You know, it's just he read it. He didn't look that way. I don't know. He didn't see him coming. I'm not really sure. But, I mean, I think the coaching staff, the higher-ups, the organization in general, they believe that he is going to be the guy until Aaron comes back. And then if that's going to be the case, and you got to still think, you know, I know Aaron looks great right now moving slowly.
Right, and nobody's rushing that. Nobody's
report that he wants to come back. Right,
listen, the ligament's only going to heal when it heals. I don't care what he says. I don't care what you know his body's going through. It's still going to heal when it heals. It's not like it's going to be a miracle, and the whole ligament is going to just be so much better and so much stronger. You know, 4 months later, it still has time. It's still not 100%. So the question is going to be, can he push off of it? Can he quickly move when somebody's coming? Can they avoid the defender if he does come back? I mean, you're betting everything, putting all your eggs in that one basket, thinking he's going to be that guy. He's going to hold you over. Your defense is that good. But he has shown you that he has struggled to this point. And if you had an opportunity to get another veteran quarterback to bring him in, at a decent price, you should have done so.
What? I mean, they look to me, they remind me of, not remind me, but I think this is a good example. They're like a boxer fighting with one hand tied behind his back. You know, like, I mean, because it's really like you're a defense and you are getting no help from your offense. Like, whatsoever. If you were on that defense, I mean, you know defenders. You played, obviously, but also coach. Like, do you think – what do you think the guys in that locker room are thinking to themselves or saying amongst themselves?
I'm hoping that they have enough veterans on the defense to keep it solidified, right? You know, I know when I was – you know, we were with the Ravens, our offense wasn't that good. I mean, they didn't score a touchdown for five straight games.
Wow.
But we didn't splinter. You know, we didn't splinter. We stayed together. We knew we were going to win some football games. You know, we just said, hey, man, just give us 10 to 13 points and we'll be good. But you can't say that today because the rules are different. They want to see the ball in the end zone. The defense is a lot harder for them to play the way we played back in the day. So I know they're frustrated, but as long as they don't splinter, they still believe in what the vision is from Saleh to everybody else, then you got to say, okay, we believe, let's, one game at a time, let's chip our way back in this thing.
Let me ask you this last thing, and we got about a minute for the Cowboys. Though they were crushed by the Niners and they were beaten by Philly, and I've joked about them bullying these bad teams, but there is something to be said for crushing a weaker opponent. You know, not everybody does that. Some let them hang around.
No,
but how do you – yeah, I mean, is that just like when you look at them, it's impressive. You know these teams aren't that good, but they do destroy them. Do you think that means they are on the level of the Niners and the Eagles and the Chiefs? Or
until they can beat – one of the upper echelon teams in the league, I'm still saying I don't trust them. They're talented, yes, but everybody in the league is talented. That's why you play in the National Football League, and you play these. I don't like saying superior than other teams that you're playing against. Some of those younger teams are just haven't played that well this year. And you do dominate them. But where's that attitude and that mentality when you play against the best teams with the best records in the league? That's the one thing I don't see from them. And that's why I still have question marks when they do have to play those teams come postseason. Can they beat them?
All right. That's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson.
Thanks,
great stuff,
Rod.
As always, brother.
Appreciate you.
All right, I'll talk to you, brothers.
All right, man. Aaron Rodgers is saying he will be back in short order. We actually got dates. We're going to talk about that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get.
unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Now, Rob, we said it. The Jets lost last night 16-12 to the Las Vegas Raiders. No touchdowns for the Jets, one for the Raiders. Really bad offensive.
Right, that's 2 weeks in a row with no, and what did you just say, Chris, 36
drives? 36
drives,
which is incredible. And Aaron Rodgers, apparently, Rob G., tell us the latest report on him. He guess he told Melissa Stark, who was doing the broadcast, sideline reporting something.
Yeah, according to her, she told him, he told her before the game that he's targeting a mid-December return. Mid-December, if you go directly in the middle of December, would mean December 17th Jets against the Dolphins.
They'll be out of the playoffs by then.
Stark added that he said, quote, "I know it sounds insane, but you do a good surgery, you have a good patient, it makes this possible." Again, I know it sounds insane, but it is possible.
Didn't the report also say he's not yet running?
Right.
Yes. He is not yet running. He's doing 50% exercises on the treadmill. You know, those zero gravity ones where they can take the weight off of your legs and your feet and that kind of stuff.
But shouldn't the Jets, Chris, stop him? I get it. He wants to play. I just think there's too much to lose. Chris, if he gets hurt again, his career's over. Their offensive line isn't fixed. Like, what are they doing? This would be typical New York Jetropolitans. It's the reason they haven't won a Super Bowl or been to one since 1969. For real. Since Moby Dick was a guppy, Chris. That's how long it's been. Thank
you,
Alex.
That's a long time.
Chris,
I did since the Louisiana
Chris,
Purchase.
I used both of those last night on the challenge on KNBC.
Oh, it was new to them.
It is new to them. I was digging deep last night in my bag of tricks.
I mean, what you say makes all the sense in the world,
right?
I don't know
he's holding them hostage.
Here's the deal. You said it earlier, Rob. They're gonna be out of it by then,
right?
They got Buffalo. Here's their schedule before that: Buffalo, Miami. Presumably two losses. Now they did beat the Bills, which is even more reason why
the Bills
think
had
the Bills
four turnovers, right?
Stomp them, right? Now, the Bills lose tonight, they're down 3-0. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to lose, but if they do, that team just seems emotionally fragile. And Stephon Diggs might, you know,
he
beat
might
somebody
blow a gasket
if they lose this game. But, I mean, let's assume the Bills, Dolphins, they got the Falcons. I guess that's winnable, but certainly
but you can't keep playing when you don't score, Chris.
Like any game they could lose because they don't score. So, but looking at their schedule, to me, that looks like three losses within the next four games at least.
Right.
So that puts them at, what, 5-8?
That's what I'm saying.
9-8, I don't think is getting you in.
And so you're going to bring your 40-year-old quarterback out, Chris, out there. The offensive line's not fixed. And then you're going to put him out there with a chance to his career to be ended?
I mean, he can alleviate the line. You know, obviously he's got quick release and all that, but I don't know. I'm with you. One, I just don't think he'll be ready
in
general.
If you watch the first four snaps where he got hurt, he was pressured in three of the four snaps, Chris.
No, so no doubt.
I know he has
a
quick release.
Than that,
no, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I hear you. It just doesn't make sense. But I don't know why he's – I mean, I guess, look, maybe it's helping him stay motivated, and maybe he thinks
I get he wants to play.
Players,
I get that.
Which might be possible. But
you got to think about the long term, and you're a 39, soon-to-be 40-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, and I think I don't mind him keeping up the facade, but I think what they should say from this year, Rob, is let's look at where we're weak. All right, let's get Aaron a whole off season of, you know, just playing, getting ready, and he'll be ready next year. They know, other than Garrett Wilson, I think they need some more receivers, or at least, you know, another one they can upgrade there. The running game is fine, and work on the offensive line, Rob. To me, that's what you should be doing. The defense is legit, and you should be getting ready for next year like that. It's as simple as that. But we'll see. All right, we got an hour left. Fox Sports Radio. You know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.